This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Captains Christy and Brent Church of the Salvation Army in Roseburg both on with us. Folks, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we wanted to talk about the Salvation Army, your work here in Roseburg, and how you're being impacted by the COVID-19 situation. Everybody in a lot of different vantage points is being impacted, having to make changes. What's it done for you folks at the Salvation Army?
It's really hit us hard. We've had to furlough some staff members. We're down to two part-time staff members over at the store and warehouse. And with the store being closed and the warehouse being closed, it's hit us quite financially with the services that we can continue to do within our community.
So basically, you need the income from the store to help do the other things you do, correct?
Yes. Without the store, we wouldn't be able to do as much as we do on a regular basis.
So, Christy, what's it been like to have the facility closed?
With lack of income, we pretty much had to seek grants within the community. And we were able to get two grants that's kind of helping us do the provide the assistance for rental if we are able to afford that, gas vouchers for their vehicles so they can go to work or appointments or what have you. We were able to implement Pacific Power assistance. Normally, we only do Douglas Electric, so that's been a blessing. In order for us to provide as much assistance as possible, we looked into pretty much what we had, leftover from Christmas or leftover from school supplies. So we ended up creating few new assistances, such as birthday gifts assistance, and we also have birthday cards, as well as back-to-school supplies, since the kids are online schools, and we want to make sure that they have the supplies that they need. So we have a very basic kit that we made up, and then we just kind of add to that based on the need of the child.
So, Brent, with the situation, are you seeing more people coming to the Salvation Army for assistance?
Yes. For instance, last year in March, we did roughly 200 food boxes. And assistance and stuff like that. And this past March, for assistance, we've seen an uptick in about 500 cases total for assistance. So we've almost doubled from over last year because of the pandemic and stuff like that.
So for your parent organization, are you getting less assistance from the headquarters of the Salvation Army as well?
Yeah, because it's affecting the entire organization countrywide. So when we would get support from them, they have to keep things afloat from headquarters to headquarters. So now we're relying on what we have here in our community.
So for people that are in a good place and looking for ways to help out in the community, what can they do to assist the Roseburg Salvation Army?
They can donate funds to help us continue the work that we do. That's always probably the best way so that we can make the dollar go further because of the connections and the agreements that we have with the different entities that we work with so that we can make sure that we help as many people as we can during this time.
Now, I imagine that while the store is closed, you're also not able to accept potential items for the store.
We are actually the two part-time staff that we kept on. We kept them on so that we could still accept donations because the 3 weeks that we were closed prior to keeping between furloughing and keeping on the two employees, people were just dropping stuff off, stuff that we wouldn't usually take. And so with keeping those two guys on, we are able to process and we are able to accept donations in this time. What they're doing is they're processing, making sure things aren't broken. And and almost in a sense disinfecting at the same time, spraying it down with Lysol, trying to just keep the flow coming in, because I feel like once we reopen, our store is going to be hit with customers. We need to have product that can go out onto our floor.
And I imagine, too, whenever that's allowed, the process of getting things reopened and sanitizing the store, there's going to be a lot of work there, too.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is.
So if people want to help, is there a specific address they can mail a check to, or do you do it online? How can people help out?
You can do either way is possible. The address is 3130 Northeast Stevens, Roseburg, Oregon, 97470. That's for walk-in donations and for mailing. And then there's also roseburg.salvationarmy.org, where you can donate online as well.
Christy, anything else you want to share with listeners this morning?
I just want the community to know that the school supplies and birthday assistance is a huge part due to the fact that they donated so much for us last year. And this is just kind of us being able to help the residents. But in a huge, huge way, it's the community who's helping the community. So we just want to say thank you.
All right, Captains Brent and Christy Church of the Salvation Army in Roseburg. Again, that address, 3130 Northeast Stevens, 97470, or roseburg.salvationarmy.org. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you.
8:38 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.